increases in the sales, cigarette, and casino taxes. There is no increase in the income tax in that bill. It provides a little over $500 million worth of budget relief and then money that would make tax restructuring possible.
How different is that from the bill that the bills that didn't make it through the General Assembly's regular session?
Well, the major difference is the elimination of the increase in the income tax. They've found that neither Republicans nor Democrats will vote for that in an election year, and we're going to start the discussion on something else.
What's the thought about its chances by itself in committee?
Well, if they were going to take a vote today, it would not pass. Representative Bauer has already scheduled a number of committee meetings, two of them this week, two of them next week, and then in the weeks beyond, in an effort to try to convince Republicans, primarily on the committee, that the tax hikes are necessary and try to win some votes. But they're preparing for a long, drawn-out process here in order to try to convince some people that things need to be done because, quite frankly, the will to accomplish all of this does not exist.
You mentioned that we talked about the Bauer bill having a little bit of compromise in it. Is there any sign of further compromise? Have the Republicans come up with any counter proposals at this point?
Well, there are two proposals that have been put on the table by Republicans in the state Senate. Republicans in the House have not come up with a proposal of their own. Bauer is intending, during his hearings, to discuss all of the proposals that have been made, and I think he's prepared to compromise in almost any direction. He's trying to do whatever he can to try to create a package here that will solve some of the problems. The big question is, will Republicans in the House compromise, and that means voting for tax increases in an election year. So many of them believe that we can get through the next fiscal year, which begins July 1st, without a tax increase, but when they come back next year or the year after, they will have to increase taxes in order to get by. What the governor is saying is that if you wait that long, you can't solve the budget problems with sin taxes. You have to use either an income tax increase or a sales tax increase in order to accomplish that, and by doing so, you take away one of the tools that you need for tax restructuring. From a purely politically partisan point of view, on behalf of the Republicans, if you take away that tool, you also take away the governor's opportunity to solve one of his campaign promises. So this is all about politics. It's going to be easier to vote for tax increases next year. The effects on the next governor's race, I think, are in everyone's mind.
Is the impasse benefiting anyone at this point?
I think that the one thing the governor has going for him is simply to make the case that the legislature is not doing its job, and I think he's had some success with that message. So whether you're Republican or Democrat, the more this drags out, the more it works against you if you're in the legislature. At the same time, the governor's not scoring any points when he can't make these people do what he wants them to do. So I don't think anybody's gaining. I think that a lot of people are losing.
How long can this last, and what are the implications if nothing happens again?
Well, how long can it last? It could last until next year, certainly, and I think there are probably some lawmakers who have a desire to do nothing this year. According to the governor's order, they had to come back today and call a special session. Nothing that the governor can do requires them to do any work. They could adjourn today and go back home.
So what we could have is delay until the next budget comes up?
That's right. I think what you're going to see is the governor make an attempt here to keep these people's feet to the fire. If they go through a special session, which by law only runs 40 days, if they do that and don't accomplish anything, he will likely call another one. But again, nothing requires them to act.
And the more times that this is called and the more days that they meet, the more expensive it gets.
$20,000 a day.